What's in the news?
This dude, Sergeant John Peck, just got listed for a double arm transplant.
I'm Steve Kath in CBS News. 2 years ago, Marine Sergeant John Peck, who lost all four limbs in a 2010 explosion in Afghanistan, was struggling with prosthetic arms.
These things, they suck. They are horrible.
But over the summer, he underwent a 14-hour operation at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital to get the arms of a man who had died a day earlier.
There's a fabulous moment of truth. That's when blood can flow into this hand and you see it turn pink. And that's that moment where you get butterflies and you know that this arm is actually back on.
Dr. Simon Talbot led the team of 60 surgeons, nurses, and technicians.
As those nerves grow back, sometimes they can give unusual sensations to people, sensations like electric shocks and sensations like burning.
Peck tells our David Martin he could feel it.
There was one night in the ICU, I was crying. I was in a lot of pain, even through all the meds I was on. I contemplated calling the doctor and being like, look, doc, I can't handle this pain right now. You got to take these arms off me.
Now, the long process of relearning how to use those arms.
I'm just grateful that I'm going to have this opportunity to be able to hold somebody's hand again, to possibly be able to fulfill my dreams.
Right now, he can't fry an egg, but he has plans to go from serving his country to serving others.
I am going to compete on the next Food Network Star. I'm going to win it. And then I'm going to open up a restaurant.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.